You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
It's up to me to be the very best I can be. And it's up to you.
Welcome back to Season 3 of the Up to Me Magazine Show with our very special guest, inspirational speaker and casting director of Christian Casting, Miss Laura May Poor. I'm your host, Gabby G, because I was born with a gift of gab, a trait that each of my friends and family can all attest to. So whether you like to talk a lot like me or you're just a great listener, please join me in my virtual Gabby G Cafe and be inspired along with me as I introduce to you each morning another fabulous guest to inspire and educate you. Each week, I will welcome our guest and invite you to join me in conversations on topics that relate to our journeys in awakening and living in our life purpose. I'm blessed and humbled to be a part of this Christ-led team, and I do not take this opportunity to serve as your host for granted. Here at Up to Me Magazine, we love to encourage and empower each other to be the best that we can be. So this program is truly meant to be a platform of voices to be heard and expressed in a safe and non-judgmental environment. We are pleased to announce that Up to Me Radio is now on TuneIn through Alexa and Google Home. Simply say, "I want to listen to Up to Me Radio on TuneIn." Or listen to Up to Me Radio through Google Play Music, as well as Stitcher and iTunes. Join our nearly 1 million listeners in uploading any one of these apps on your mobile or Android devices. Up to Me Radio can also be found on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Why not look for our latest feature of Up to Me Magazine? You can purchase a subscription by going to www.up2memagazine.com. Well, if you're an aspiring actor or actress in the television or film industry, the one person you are working hard to impress for your craft is the casting director, the one who has the power to jumpstart or help to flourish your career. Of all the industry professionals that we have had on our program, actors, actresses, producers, filmmakers, and scriptwriters, today marks the first time we've had the privilege to host one of the leading casting directors in the Christian film industry to date. She has worked for the last 7 years as a talent administrator, team leader, social media coordinator, and talent scout for the renowned Christian agency Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, or AMTC, and has worked as a casting director for extras on such movies as The Order of Rights, Summer of 67, and A Blood Throne for principals casting, as well as a drama coach for over 20 years. She's also worked with such actors as Shannon Fields of Facing the Giants, Suing the Devil, The Order of Rights, as well as Ben Davies of Courageous, Fireproof, Rumor of Wars, The Order of Rights, and I'm Not Ashamed, also with Emma L. Roberts. Most recently, she is a tour manager with Kirk Cameron in his living room reset, and is in her third season with co-host Jessica Ramirez of their hit comedy radio show, Christian Comedy Chicks, on iTunes, interviewing such well-known personalities as Jeff Foxworthy. She's also a national inspirational speaker, as well as a self-described mom medium, a homeschool mother, a wife of 17 years, an actress, singer-songwriter, most recently with Buddy Green, consultant, and entrepreneur. We are very pleased and privileged to have with us this morning Miss Laura May Poor. Good morning, Laura May.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So, thank you so much for being here. My goodness, you're such a busy woman.
It is a joy. No, I'm so excited. I'm honored to be here. Thank you so much.
I really am too, Laura May. You just amaze me. You really do. I just, I don't know how you handle all that and all the energy that you have and you bring to the table every single day. And I just so appreciate your time to be on the call with us this morning. And I usually just like to introduce you first to our listeners so that they can get to know you personally for a little bit. So first, I love first how you call yourself a mom medium, mom plus a comedian. And you're a mother
yes.
of six children. Go ahead.
Well, I think that being a comedian is my outlet for having six children because the stories are never ending. I have two girls and I have four boys. We have two more in heaven. And, you know, even in the pain, joy is most radiant in the middle of pain. And so you look at the lives. I'm specifically thinking of Shonda Pierce. She is a very well-known, well-respected Christian comedian, also a mama. And, you know, she just lost her husband. And she actually did a movie release. Were you familiar with that when it came out? I think it was about a year ago. She did a movie, and it just talked about the darkness, really, of her life, but not in a haunting way, just in a very real way. And I think that those of us who sometimes go through life's deepest valleys most cherish the joy that God gives because it's such a spot of brilliance in such pain sometimes. And, you know, certainly not saying that six or eight children are a pain because they're so not. They are my bright spots, but they also offer a lot of real life comedy. And I don't ever have to go looking for material because out of six children, especially four boys, two of my boys are 13 and 14, two of my guys are just one and four. And so there is just always something going on. So, you know, the material is never lacking. I love it. We also do, because we don't have time necessarily to write material, God is saying, that's okay, I'll let you live it. And then you can talk about it on your own radio show. So like you said, for over 3 years, Jessica Ramirez and I have been co-hosting a show called The Christian Comedy Chicks. And to date, definitely our favorite interview was Jeff Foxworthy. And I just encourage everybody to listen to it. And, you know, it wasn't even because of his name. You know, part of it was because he was willing to come on the show, and that really sparked our interest just because, you know, he didn't know who we were, and we at that time we didn't have a ton of listeners. And so we actually presented it to him and said, we went on his Facebook and we're like, so, you know, that little cafe down the street, that one that nobody knows, but it has the best food ever. We're like, that's our show. So if you would ever consider coming into that little corner joint to grab a burger, we'd love to have you on the show. And he said, yes. And so he came on, but it was beautiful. I won't spoil the show because I'd love for you to go listen to it. It's just blogtalkradio.com/Christian Comedy Chicks. You can find it or on iTunes. Gail, as you did a great job, Miss Gabby, telling everybody how to get there. But I love that he was on his way to do a Bible study for homeless men. And it's something he had done for 12 years. You know, when in the midst, he's like, yeah, I'm coming from the studio. You know, they were filming the Bible game show. And he called us on his way from, you know, one genre of life to the other, one spectrum of life to the other. Here he is leaving this, you know, powerful TV studio because he's filming, you know, a new episode. And he's on his way to go do study. And he cherished the men there just as much as he, you know, it's like it was just such a natural part of his day. And it really meant a lot to me because he is somebody who, you know, in the entertainment industry, we would say he has arrived. And
right.
yet he was so grounded. And so that in our comedy, in pursuing the film industry, in my mom life, that is so much my heart's desire, is just to stay grounded, to keep my children how to reach for the stars, but never let their feet leave the ground. And never let their knees be far from the floor, knowing that God is the one who is paving the way, that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from him. And so that's our life. You know, Jessica and I say every week we're a hot mess, but if we can inspire you in your own hot mess and you can say, whoa, if they're a mess and God can still use them, maybe God can still use me. If they can go through the valleys and they can still feel joy, maybe I can find joy too. And that is the testament that I pray that my life leaves, is, you know, that God is with us in joy and in pain, and that he never left us along the way.
And yeah, I had the privilege of watching a couple of your shows, and one of my favorite episodes is where Jessica is talking about and I'm guilty of this myself. I think we all kind of pick ourselves apart a little bit, especially. And I've
yes.
had, I have one child, and, you know, I was an older mom, and so I was, and I almost couldn't have him. I had to go on bed rest. So when I had him, I gave up everything wholeheartedly just to be a mom and to raise my little Grayson. And I found myself, after a while, you know, you look in the mirror, you're tired, you're harried, and you're like, oh, I look bad. I have these bags under my eyes. Gravity has happened to me now. And you kind of pick yourself apart. But Jessica talks about how when you do that, and you're looking in the mirror and you're just picking apart what you don't like about yourself, you know, you're actually picking God apart because, you know, he
yeah.
created you, and he doesn't want you to look at yourself that way. And she talks about that. You make a comedy of it, but you also hone in a point. And so I love how your show does do that. Like, there is, you have the comedy in there, but there's a point to, there's a message in there.
Right. You know, we actually, I'll tell you, Ms. Gabby, we actually did an entire spiritual series on the movie Nacho Libre, It Is Possible, and we did it, and we had a blast, and people were saying you cannot draw spiritual application from Nacho Libre and Jack Black, and we said, oh, yes, we can, watch us go, and so I think that was last year, season two, but we had a great time, and it's just looking for God everywhere you go, everything you do, just finding him in those moments.
I love that, looking for God in all the moments in your life, because
yes.
really, as Christians, that's what we need to be doing. And that, I think, is the main cord that grounds us, is, you know, Jeff
mm-hmm.
Foxworthy is grounded because he is looking for God in these homeless men in his everyday life. He's not in his Hollywood life. He's out on the streets in the fields where the Lord needs us to be. And
exactly.
I feel like you and I do that with our radio program, you know, I'd like to think.
Mm-hmm.
And then also as moms and parents. And you touched on something that I wanted to kind of hone in and draw back to, because I like this. What talents, you have six children, so I know one is one, but great, and you
yes.
have a Grayson as well, so your one-year-old is Grayson.
I do.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
How about that?
Yes, you're correct.
So
yep.
what talents do you see in your own children? And how do you encourage each child's gift and yet give them that healthy balance attitude? Like you said, you want your kids to reach for the stars, and you want them to dream, but you want them to be balanced as well. And as a casting director and being in the business yourself, how do you do that for your own children?
Sure. So I guess the main motto in my house is that mama will be proud of you no matter what it is that you do, if you follow what God has called you to do. And I honest to goodness tell them, literally, I'm not just using this as an on-air example. You ask any one of my kids and they'll go, yep, mom says that to us probably once a week. I said, if God calls you to be a trash man, you be the best trash man that block has ever seen. I said, you know what, you guys? You know why? Because I'm thankful for our trash guy. Can you imagine if we had to drive it all through
That's
the
awesome.
Dump ourselves? Like, props to our trash man. Props to our male people who day in and day out, rain, sun, or shine, are out there delivering our mail. You know, at our house, they pop it right through the slot. It comes right into our own home. I'm so thankful for them. And so what I try to do is create in them a respect for the people, no matter the position, and let them know that if God has called them to be a manager at Burger King, you know, in our flesh, you're kind of like, you wince a little bit, but hey, you know what? They need good managers. We know fast food needs good managers, and they're not
right.
out there. So I have told my kids, your talents and your desires are going to display to you the mission field that God has for you. And I believe that each of us are called to a very specific mission field. And whatever gifts you have, whatever life purpose you find yourself gravitating toward, I believe is your mission field. And those people are going to need the Jesus that they see in you. So you go wherever God calls you, and I will be so proud of you. I said, you know what? I could never be more ashamed if you were making six figures in an office, turned away from God and unhappy with your life and, you know, had all that the world had to offer, my heart would break whisper for you, because I know that that is not what ultimately will lead to your happiness, and but most of all to God's heart. And I want my kids connected to God's heart, no matter what that looks like. I've teased my husband. You asked about the gifts that I've seen. My nine-year-old is just, she's a little dancing queen, and she always has been. And, you know, we've only a couple of times, when you have a lot of kids, you have to get creative, you know, with classes, and you do the old system where you barter, like, hey, I'll trade you some eggs for some cotton, you know, like I go along in Little House on the Prairie days. But we find these creative ways to get the kids into classes or opportunities, you know, and a lot of times I have something I can offer them, and so they can offer it to us. And so she is just a little dancing queen. And I've told my husband before, I said, you know, she's going to live in some little shack apartment, and she's going to have secondhand furniture her whole life. She will probably be eating chicken soup out of a can. I said, but she's probably going to teach 42 dance classes a day, and she will be happier than I've ever seen anybody be. And if that's the case, and she has this cute little rundown apartment, but she's happy, I won't be able to express any more joy for her having found what her life's calling was. And so my son, I have another son who is just been NBA bound in his mind for the last several years. I mean, at first I thought it was a phase and maybe go away. You know, we have a basketball court right next to our house. And so I thought maybe it was just this thing that he's going through. And after a couple of years, it's still here. So I recently put out on Facebook, I said, guys, talk to me, other moms, other coaches, other opportunists. Tell me, if this kid has an NBA dream, how do I cultivate that? Because what if it is God? What if it is it just spirit inspired that he can't shake that? Because I know as a child, I wanted nothing more than to sing and to act. And I couldn't shake it. I never asked for it. I never went looking for it. It just was always there, it just instilled inside of my soul. And I never could change it. I try to shake it a couple of times. And, you know, we'll talk a little more about just early life. And I went for years without God fulfilling that passion. I literally prayed, God, take this away. I am this fire within me that longs to burn, you know, for other people is consuming me, because I can't put it anywhere. I can't invest it. So if you're not going to give me an outlet for this dream, just take it away. I can't live like this anymore. And it was shortly after that season of prayer that God introduced me to AMTC. So I'm so thankful that he never, in his goodness and in his wisdom, never took the dream away, because he knew in his time he was going to fulfill it. I just needed to be patient. But on that note, I said, what if NBA is something that is in, that God knows is in his future, and he won't let him shake that? So people give me all kinds of ideas, and, you know, workouts he can do at home and drills he can do in the court outside and just awesome ideas. My oldest is an actress. You actually got to meet Halen.
Halen, I was going to ask you about Halen. She's amazing.
Yes. So she has done her third movie now, and, you know, coming off of A Blood Throne. And so I'm thrilled to see that coming to be in her life. And even the director on our last film said, Halen, you've got to be getting yourself up on YouTube. Like, you've got to get content out there. He said, you are a fantastic actress and you have the whole world ahead of you. Let me help you. And he's actually going to write scripts for monologues for her, honing in on the gifts that he saw in her particular scenes for this movie. And I just go, wow, God, wow, you know, because I don't have the time with all of my kids to invest the way I would like in each one of their gifts. But God in his wisdom puts these people in my path who can help my kids, help me help my children. And when they say it takes a village, it just does. I don't know who came up with that, but they were brilliant. They were also moms. They just knew it takes more than just me to raise my kids the way that I should. I have another one who is probably going to be like my weapons expert on this last film. You know, we had a lot of Roman soldiers and history and all of that cultivating. And he was just fascinated watching chainmail, you know, for the soldiers being handmade. And so I thought, hey, maybe he's going to be like the weapons expert. You know, he's going to be the one to pull the history, the accurate history into the film. My nine-year-old dancer is also, she loves hair and makeup. So I look at her and I just think, God, do you have like this whole little film team building for me?
I was just thinking that. I'm like, okay.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Like, oh, that's crazy. Like, you could have your own production company, and you have everybody right there.
You know
that you
what?
Need.
on the Order of Rights, well, which is where I'm so grateful to meet you. We actually, Richard Cutting, one of the producers, called us the Poré Battalion, and he says, you know, I'll admit, the first time I saw your minivan pull up and all the kids spill out, you're like, oh, lady with a bunch of kids on a film set. Yikes! You know, it's not normally a welcome sight, but quickly after that first day, they were watching for our minivan to pull in the next day, and he says, you have a little battalion there, Laura, and he said, and they're awesome. So he says, I can't wait now to see your van pull up. And so I had told the next director that we worked with, I said, so we have been deemed the Poré Battalion. So take that for what it's worth. You know, you've got to embrace it for yourself, because I get it. Lady with a bunch of kids is not the norm in the film industry. It's just not. You know, our mutual friend Donna Moore, I love that lady. And she was talking to my kids going,
awesome.
Hey, yes, I was able to pull her in on filming for Blood Throne as well. And we just had a fantastic time, you know, connecting her with a bunch of new creatives. And we just sat and talked a couple of times, and she would tell my kids, she says, I want you guys to know God has called your family to do this, and I need you to know how lucky you are. She said, I've been on 40-plus projects for film, TV, indie films, private films. She said, I do this. This is my life. And I'm telling you, I've never met anybody like your mom, and I've never met anybody who traveled with all their kids and so many kids. You know, you guys just thank God for what you have, because it's not common. And just know that God has called your mama and God has called you, and find your place in that and be thankful. So we just do it as a family. And I told them, when I get my big van one day, I want to get the 14-passenger van, 12-passenger, whatever. I just need a big one. And we're going to put Poré Battalion Film Family on the side. And I'm so excited. I'm calling it out. I can see it in my head.
Well, and you'll probably have the Poré Battalion Production Company on the.
There you go. Yes, I love it.
My gosh, that's amazing, Laura May. I've watched you all in action. I mean, and since you mentioned that, yes, we met on the set of The Order of Rights, because I was helping out for that weekend while they were filming The Order of Rights in Pennsylvania, and I was amazed at the level of, and at such a young age, of responsibility each of your children have instilled in them. And that's kudos to you, because that doesn't come naturally for children. But they all took responsibility in that room for one another and for each of the other kids, because when you're on a movie set, it looks glamorous, but while you're waiting for your cue or your part to be played, you're just sitting around and you're waiting. And when you have a room full of extras and children with nothing to do in a gym, and they have to be quiet because you can't let your sound be heard on the set, it's hard. And your children kind of just took over right away in grouping other kids together to occupy and play with them in a constructive way. It was a huge help to me, because that was the task given to me, is to occupy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was to occupy the extras for the executive producer, Julie Silcott, and director Jim Ball. A little shout out to them for that movie. And that was my task for the day. And I was blessed when you came in with your van full of children, because they just they dispersed and go over for each other and for the other kids on the set. And it was such a blessing. And I was amazed by it. I really was. And I was amazed by you, because you're very calm. I'm one of 10 children myself, and my mother has 2 in heaven. And my mother has those same attributes. Things don't bother her, and where a lot of people are like, you know, don't run. As a matter of fact, I think your one fell and knocked his head.
Oh, he did.
Cut his head open.
Split his eye wide open. Yes,
he split his eye open. That's what it
was. Yeah, the same spot he had done it the month before, and then about 6 months before that. So that poor skin, like right under the eyebrow, is just so it barely heals, and then he whacks it again and pops it open. But it popped open so big, because I remember you looking at it going, oh, my word, it's like this little golf ball sitting on his eyebrow. But I'm like, no, it's good. He does it all the time.
I was like, oh, my goodness. Yes, and I felt, you know, feel a sense of responsibility. I'm like, you're like, yeah, just take him to the bathroom. I think your older one took him to the bathroom. They put like a thing on it and got the bleeding to stop.
Well,
and
we had our essential oils with us, so we were rubbing on the essential oils. I'm like, no, this will take care of the bleeding, and this one will bring down the inflammation. We're okay.
I actually think he asked for the essential oils kit. that you had.
They do. And I love that even in, you know, our kids are such humbling reflections of us, both in the good and the bad. And, you know, as I'm teaching my kids, I look at America and just our, this is such a tangent, but I look at the condition of our country and our health and everything. I'm just really convicted because I want to live. I decided one time I'm going to make a goal, right? Because goals are great and they say, get it down on paper. I'm like, I want to live to be 104. I don't know why. I'm just going to pick a number and then I'm going to shoot for it, because then when I get old and I want to curl up and die, I'll be like, nope, I got a few more years left. I got to get going. Got to make the goal. And so I picked 104. Why? I will never know. And so then I got thinking, man, if I want to be around and I want to see my children and my children's children and maybe even my children's children's children, you know, because in my family, on my dad's side, we have a lot. Well, actually, on both sides, I had a great, great, great aunt that just passed away. And to me, that was fascinating. And to introduce my kids to her and just tell them all the greats and look at this family legacy. And I thought, how do I best help my kids to care if we believe our body is a temple and we believe that not only our heart is to be tuned into God, but our bodies as well? What does that look like? And, you know, getting rid of some of the crud and just teaching them a natural lifestyle. And, you know, nothing crazy. I'm not a super crunchy mom, but I am, I don't know, some people think I am. I'm a nice, healthy balance down the middle. You know, I still use coffee creamer because I love it. So I haven't fixed that part of my toxic life yet, but we've transitioned to oils, and the kids just ask for them now instead of Tylenol or instead of Neosporin.
Yeah.
You know, we look for the skin balms that we make at home, and it's just fun. It's just fun, and it's empowering as a mom to look at something you've made and to watch it help your kids, to know that it came from the plants that God gave us, and you just go, wow. You know what, Lord, you know why this is so cool? Because I really believe this is how you intended it. And it's just every bit as amazing as I feel like this little glimpse of Garden of Eden, you know, where it's everything that we needed right where we were. And so it's just cool. So, tangent, yes. Sorry.
No, I was actually going to ask you about that, because you have your hand in so many things. And then on top of that, you teach essential oils classes.
I do.
And you have
yes.
essential oils business. So,
yeah.
That is so amazing, and you're such a teacher in everything you do. As a mom, we're all teachers. You actually teach drama for 20 years. You taught music and drama, so let's talk about that for a minute. Do you have a teaching degree, or is this something
you know what?
Into?
I actually do not. I went to college for almost 2 years, and then I married my military guy, and I transferred. You know, I was in school in Michigan, Cornerstone University, and so I had almost 2 years under my belt, and we got married. He got married housing a lot quicker than he realized he would, and so I remember asking my mom, Mom, what do I do? You know, because he came home for Christmas break, funny story, and this just sort of has been the theme of my life, but he came home for Christmas break. I came home for Christmas break. He came home from Andrews Air Force Base, home of Air Force One and the President's plane.
He
came home to Illinois. I was home to Illinois. And so we were getting ready, knowing that we'd have to say goodbye at the end of the week. And we're like, this stinks. You know, we've been dating for a year long distance. We're like, we don't want to say goodbye anymore. And so he proposed on a Monday. You know, that next day I talked to my dad. I was like, hey, so, you know, we want to get married. And he goes, when? I thought, well, he goes back to the base on Saturday. So we were thinking maybe Friday. And my dad goes, what?
You're right.
The first four. So he's, poor my dad, you know, what I put him through. And he's like, let me pray about it for a little while. I said, well, go quick, you know, because we'd have some paperwork we need to do if we're going to go to the courthouse and get this taken care of Friday. And so we did. He said yes. He gave his blessing. And at the courthouse that Friday, we got married. And just, I had my immediate family there. He had his immediate family there. And we went to a little Euro stand after, and we were using disposable. Can you believe our kids don't know what disposable cameras are? We had disposable cameras at the little Euro joint, taking photos for our reception. And then I went back to college because we thought it would take 6 months for housing. So I was like, all right, let me get back to my teaching degree. I'll work on transferring my credits, you know. And then 2 weeks later, he's like, honey, I got a house. And I was like, oh, no, I still have a semester of school left. And I call my mom, what do I do? And she says, honey, you're married. You better get your dorm room packed and go to Maryland. I was like, no, you don't understand. First semester, like, we worked for all these concerts, all this music stuff, and I have all my lesson plans that I need to submit second semester. And she goes, honey, you're married. I'm going to go. I'm going to hang up. Go start packing. I was like, no. So then I came out to Maryland. I started working on a school out here. And within a few months of marriage, as I was trying to find a school and saving up money, you know, to get back into college, I got pregnant with Halen. And God just knew. One of my favorite quotes is that God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. And for over 20 years, I have been able to give private lessons, voice and piano lessons out of my home. I've been able to coach drama teams, both in my church, out of my own home, for schools. And God has not once required an earthly piece of paper to allow me to do so. But he has given me opportunities to invest my gift, knowing that his plan, I mean, you've met Halen. I look at her and I just go, God, you did that on purpose. I know you did. And wow, that I'm her mama.
That's your natural gift.
And yeah. Exactly.
You know, sometimes God has to force.
She's an actress.
Yeah, she's an amazing actress too, and actually she was also an extra in The Order of Rites, which is in post production,
yes,
by the way. So we will be able to watch her. She is in a couple of scenes, and so that was awesome. I think Jim Ball saw some. I think she was in the first. He had her in as an extra, but he saw something in her and invited her back and gave her some lines because
yes,
he saw a natural
yes
gift in her. So, yeah,
yep,
that's, I love how God does that. That's amazing. And
yes,
I think you just
and
have
plug,
that natural degree.
Oh, I was just going to say, quick plug, if you want to see what the movie's about, go watch the trailer. It's on their Facebook
page. Oh, yeah, the trailer's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. I just think you have, and I think it doesn't matter if we have a paper degree. I don't have a degree in broadcasting, but I was an actress, and like you, I had that inside of me since I can remember 5 years old wanting to be an actress, watching
aww
TV, asking my mom, how do I get to be on television like the girls in the Brady Bunch? I want to
aww
do that.
I love
and
that.
My mother's got 10 kids, and she's like laughing like, I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm just looking at my day-to-day here. 42
exactly
loads of laundry a week, 150 diapers. Yeah, I don't know anything
exactly
about Hollywood, honey.
Right. Aw. I love
know,
that.
But,
it's so real.
But, you know, the Lord, look what he does. I mean, the Lord just,
right,
he's the greatest chess player, and he just moves those pieces around, and in the game of life, he places you
mm-hmm
naturally where you're supposed to be, and here we are. So, you know, I just think that's such a testament to him. And if you just stay true to your natural giftings, and sometimes I think the Lord has to do a little bit of a dance to get us there.
Oh, yeah.
So, but, you know, but I see the teacher in you in all that you do. And so I just think it's really cool, actually, that you don't have a degree in that because you really didn't need it. You know, like you said, God qualifies. God qualifies us,
yeah,
you know, not always the
mm-hmm
world. So, and I'm not saying that a degree isn't important. My son goes to college, you know, degrees are important, but I'm just
yeah
saying it's not, you don't necessarily have to worry if the way the Lord brings your life around, because I too was in night school for 17 years and I never was able to
oh
finish because
wow
by the time I had my son, I had something called a placenta previa and I had to go on bed rest. So, you know, once he was in my arms, everything else went out the window for me.
Right.
I just wanted to be a mama and love on my boy and just be the best helicopter mom I could be. And so I think I've achieved that.
Right. Well,
yeah,
and I
think it's so important
for people to realize. Well, for people to realize, too, that your steps ought to be, every single step ought to be surrendered to God's leading. And if God is calling you to college, that is amazing. And I still,
right,
I told my husband, I still have this little tinge of, every time something, some piece of paper or medical or job or whatever, it'll say, how much college do you have? And I have to put some college. I'm like, honey, it
right
burns a little bit. It does. And it's constant. Everybody always wants to know, did you go to college?
Right.
But I put that on there, and I think, you know what, Lord, I surrendered step by step. And I did spend a year and a half in college because that's what he had called me to. But then when he called me away, I had to trust that. So if God is calling you to school, trust that path. If God is calling you away from school, trust that path. But you better make sure that it's God's voice that you're heeding every single step of the way.
Amen to that. And I've learned the hard way. When I've not done that. So, amen
to
that.
Oh, we all have, for sure.
That's
yeah
exactly right. Well, Laura Mae, it is time for us to go to break. So we're going to take
all
a
right
short commercial break, and when we return, we'll talk with Laura Mae about her evolving roles with AMTC and as a casting director in Christian films and her preparation for her launch with Christian Casting. So we'll be right back.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And we're back with Laura May Poré with Christian Casting. And if you have any questions or comments for Laura May, please feel free to call in around 10:45. And you can do that by calling 347-324-5246 and press the number 1. Well, Laura, I truly am amazed at all you've accomplished and experienced in your career and raising your amazing family. But the reason I wanted to introduce the personal and earlier side of your career is so we can allow our listeners to see the hand of God in your calling for your latest role with Christian Casting, which we'll talk about in just a moment. But first, I want to talk about your evolving roles with AMTC. And that is the renowned Christian Talent Agency. And you started out as a talent administrator, is that right?
Yes, I talked with you before the break about that time in my life where I was in my early 30s, and I just looked around at all these little kids, and I had suddenly just all of a sudden I was like, oh, what am I doing? I have all of these kids, and who am I? You know, sometimes as moms, we go, where's my identity? Because it's mommy, 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 and you forget a little bit of who you are. And I was sort of in that season because it's been several years, and the first few years were such a whirlwind. You know, all you're doing is changing diapers and picking up Tonka trucks. I mean, that's all you're doing. And then all of a sudden, they get a little bit older, and they're playing on your own, and you go, what happened? You know, I mean, it's wonderful, and it's blessed, but what happened to me?
Right.
Like, is there any of me still in there? And
I went through
so
that.
So I was praying. I wouldn't call it an identity crisis, but I would call it a very real self-evaluation. That moment that you forget the mom stuff for a moment, or you even take this subconscious break from it because you don't think to take a break. I mean, you know, when you're driving, you're just supposed to have your eyes on the road and you're supposed to be engaged. And as moms, we spend so much time just engaged in the mission. But then all of a sudden there's this break where you go, where you think about home and you think about where you came from and you think about those childhood dreams and go, how did I get here? You know, and where do I go? Not even how did I get here, because I was happy. I mean, I love my
kids
and I love my husband.
Right, me too. It was a choice.
But, and a very conscious choice. I mean, I could have gone
right.
and done my own thing, but I knew I did this on purpose. But I just thought, what happened to those dreams I had as a little girl? Like, have I abandoned those? I mean, now where do I go from here? Because if I ever want to see those dreams again, or if I ever want to fulfill those, or I want to teach my kids, because as my kids were getting older, I thought, I want my kids to be dreamers like me. But then there was this very solemn moment of teach them to dream for what? I mean, why? Why would I teach them to dream if this is just going to be the course of their life as well? Get married, have kids, die, you know? And it was sort of a sad season for me because I was just realizing all of these things and I was questioning not God, but questioning myself. And I really went through a phase where I said, God, did I do the right thing? I mean, was it right to get married all crazy fast? And, you know, should I have started having kids right away? And I mean, if you gave me this stuff to do and you put in my heart to be, you know, who I think I'm supposed to be, how does this work out? You know, and I really legitimately looked at the realization that I'm incredibly fertile and that not everyone is. And I said, God, can you help me reconcile that? Because how is it you've called me to be this boundless dreamer and you also have made my body so incredibly gifted at having children? How do those two things work together? Because I know that you're not the author of confusion, and I know that you're a God of order and that you have a plan. But can you just reveal to me how this all works out? Because really, as I sit here and think about it, if I'm only in mom mode, I'm okay. But once I go back to that, who am I really? And what kind of mom am I? What through my mom life am I teaching my kids about adulthood? How does this work out? I don't even know. And, you know, and then I would start to try to figure out, well, how am I going to fit in songwriting and how am I going to fit in? I mean, acting wasn't even on the horizon. It wasn't even a thought that I had. It was just I had been writing songs since I was a little girl. and singing at churches, you know, word of mouth. I would go sing at this other church, and this person would invite me to their church, you know, a state over. And so I had done things like that. But I got to a point where I had spent so much time dwelling on it, not enough mom dwelling and so much self dwelling, that I got myself to a really bad place where I begged God. And, you know, David got there too. We see in the Psalms all over the place, David is like, "Dear God, I'm wallowing in my own pity. Do you hear me?" And I had reached a David moment, and I said, "God, take this away, because clearly you have no intention of fulfilling it, and I'm tired of feeling like this. Teach me to love my children the way I should, and teach me to value them for what they are, because I know they're a gift. And I know that no amount of money could purchase these children of my own blood. And some people would give their very lives to have children. So just teach me to appreciate what I have and get rid of my thoughts of what I don't and just fix this, because I'm miserable with a passion that isn't fulfilled." And
so
as I said before the break, go ahead.
Oh, I was just wondering how you were able to meet up with AMTC.
You know what? I was on Facebook one day, and I saw, this was shortly after, you know, the season of prayer, and it says, "Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, auditions in your area." And I was like, yeah, right. I bet they're having auditions in my area. So I click on this little sponsored ad, and it says, I lived about an hour and a half south of Chicago. And so it said that they were going to be, this was a Thursday, and it said that they were going to be in Chicago on Saturday. And I said, Oh my goodness, I don't even know who these people are, but you're telling me that there's actually this ministry that does things for Christ, like using your talents for God.
I know, isn't that amazing?
That's the whole name of their mission. Like, this is what I need. And I said to myself, I said, you know what, I always called it my Simon Cowell moment. I needed to just get in front of somebody and have somebody say, listen, just go back to your diapers, because clearly you do good on that, okay? You just need to lay this other thing to rest. Just go home and be a mom. And I was prepared for that, because I literally was praying, God, take this away. And I felt like maybe this would be the thing where they would say, listen, you really don't have what it takes. And I was going to have peace with that. I truly, honestly was going to be at peace, because I said, God, I need to know if I'm supposed to keep pursuing it or if I'm supposed to lay it down. I just need to know. And so I went there for the audition. I literally brought three of my four kids with me. I didn't know if you could bring kids or not, but I said, God, if you've called me to do this as a mom, we're bringing our kids and some coloring books. So we went, and a funny story, we don't have time probably for it today, but we get there, I'll go real fast. We get there and we're in downtown Chicago, and I'm checking for my keys to do, you know, the remote lock on my van. And then I look and my lights are still on, and I went, oh, phooey. So I'd already gotten all the kids, you know, the arms full of diaper bags, and we're going back to the van, and I couldn't find my keys. And I was like, what is going on? And so I look, and my keys are in the ignition, and my lights are on. So not only have I left my keys in the ignition in a very ghetto area of Chicago, I've illuminated my van front and back to let people know, hey, check it out. Look at this van. The lights are on, and the keys are in it. So I call my husband. I go, honey, this is what I just did. And I was prepared. He's the voice of reason in my life. He is just as much dreamer as I am. He is logic on the other side. And he is so grounded, it's painful. And so I call him fully expecting to be chastised, and I knew I deserved it. And he said, honey, I want you to go do what you went there to do. The van will still be there.
That's fabulous.
And he is, I'm telling you, that was so, and he, to this day, he'll go, that was not me, that was the Holy Spirit speaking through me, because that is not the advice I would have given you. But God knew, and in that moment, he encouraged me to go, and I went and auditioned, and I went through as a performer first, but then I loved their ministry so much, I teased them the whole way through. I said, you guys are not going to get rid of me after this. Like, I'm coming back to work for you. I just am. I know that I am. And so God opened up some opportunities. You know, afterwards, I did a Walmart commercial. I joined the Christian Comedy Chicks and, you know, just some other little opportunities like that. I won an award for one of the top female actresses down there. That's what reignited that childhood acting dream of mine.
Awesome.
Just gave me the courage to pursue it. And so for 7 years after that, I worked for AMTC and in many, many different elements and loved every moment. The ministry has since closed. They actually closed at the beginning of this year, but God gave me a beautiful season with them, 7 years, just to teach me the industry, the ins and the outs, and to network me with people that he knew I was going to need to be networked with to start this next season. And even in that, there was so much pain, and I tried so hard to help fundraise and everything that we needed to do to try to keep AMTC open. But I was so reminded in life that God, in order for another season to begin, a season has to end. And we have to trust the process. And so God ended AMTC, but then soon after showed me how he was going to use the end of AMTC to form the birth of Christian Casting. And he shows me every single day, even more, how those 7 years were preparation. And I had no idea. I figured I would be doing AMTC the rest of my life. And yet every moment, every interaction, every relationship, he has shown me how he intended that to cultivate what would become Christian Casting one day.
So let's talk about Christian Casting. What is your vision? And
what do you want to know?
I want to know what the I guess the inspiration behind the agency is AMTC and your work in there. But what's its mission and its goals?
Sure. So its mission statement, in short, is to unite, to ignite, and to advance the kingdom of God. So to unite all of those with Christian talent in the entertainment industry, to ignite their fire, because I personally know what it's like for that flame to almost die out. And that to me is the saddest story in the world, is for God to have given a gift that he intended to use and that we let ourselves burn out too easy and too soon before it was realized. So to unite Christian talent, to ignite their fire, and to use that to advance the kingdom of God. And what I see is that there are so many producers, there are so many project managers, there are so many casting directors, and there are so many Christian crew, people like Donna Moore, you know, who are doing makeup and love specifically to work on faith-based film. And, you know, she works on television too. So she does not, she works wherever God sends her, and I love that. But I also thought, why is there not a place, you know, we have Actors Access and we have Backstage and we have casting networks and we have all of these companies in existence for the secular actor, but there's nothing specifically geared toward, and my goal statement is sort of, you know, there's no lack of Christian talent and there is no lack of projects that need them. What we have lacked thus far is a single place to unite them. So from coast to coast, I want there to be one place. And in my mind, it's like this field that God has cleared where we all can set up camp, and where a project maker for a tiny little production company in Boston. You know, I just worked with Mount Harvest. And in the grand scheme, you know, compared to those Netflix or PureFlix, for example, or, you know, the Kendrick Brothers, they're a very small production company. But by using the database of ChristianCasting.com, we were able to send out a notice for a Blood Throne and get people from all over the country who said, hey, we've never heard of this, but man, we've seen their work and we want to invest our own money for travel and accommodations. We get it that they can't pay us, but for some reason, God has sparked our spirit and we want to be a part of what they're doing, and we'll do it on our own dime. Happened for the Order of Rights. Gabby, you saw, well, I don't know if you saw, but you heard about it. So, right, we did the filming together in Pennsylvania. Well, then next we were in Connecticut. And through, you know, the networking that I did with Jim and Julie in Pennsylvania, they're like, hey, Laura, we want you to cast our extras for Connecticut. So we were in Hartford.
And
like, how are we ever going to get people? Well, you know what? It was such a God thing, because as I was getting ready to send out that East Coast casting notice, something pricked my heart and said, Laura, send it nationwide. And I thought, okay, God, that's a little crazy. I mean, this is 5 days. We're asking people to come out for 5 days on their own dime. You know, now, granted, they get to be in a film, you know, in scenes with people like Shannon Field and Ben Davies and Niecy Davies and, you know, Emma L. Roberts. So these are names that are becoming very widely respected in Christian film. So there's that. I mean, but that's really all I have to offer them is, hey, you can be in a scene with them. But I couldn't shake it. And I really felt like it was God telling me, send it nationwide. Gabby, we had somebody from Denmark who had ended up on our mailing list. He flew from Denmark to be a part of that filming just because
that.
He believed
that's
so
awesome.
Much in the mission of what God was doing. And that, to me, that helped birth the significance of why we need Christian casting, because it's important to locally unite Christian project makers and Christian talent, but let's tear the walls, let's erase the miles, and let's give a single place where somebody in Texas can connect just as easily with someone in Boston, somebody in Denmark can connect with somebody in Oregon, and there is a single place where, listen, if God provides the funds to travel, like, let's erase all the barriers and bring them all together in one place. And I want Christian cameramen and camera women to know that their job is just as important. And I want them to have a place to network themselves. Script supervisors, you know, hair and makeup artists. I want them to be able to put themselves somewhere where if somebody 800 miles away says, look, if you're willing to come, I've seen what you do, and I would love to have you be a part of it. And just to erase all of those limitations, you know, that we mainly put on ourselves. We don't go looking for national opportunities because we just don't feel
like it's out of reach.
We'll pursue our local market, you know. Yeah, everything within our reach. But we serve a God that is beyond, far
mm-hmm.
beyond our own reach.
Yes,
and so that's
amen.
My dream for Christian casting. And that is sort of what birthed the need for it, but also gave me the proof that not that I need proof, but God in his graciousness, he gives us proof, like Gideon's fleece. Like, okay, I proved it to you, and then Gideon says, can you do that one more time, God? Could you flip that around? And now this time the ground could be wet. And God
right,
in his
exactly.
says, okay. So he did it for the order of rights. And I'm like, okay, God, really? Like, really? People will come nationally on their own dime? Will they really? And then I put out the casting for A Blood Throne, and I'm watching people go, hey, I'll drive up from Florida. We're talking this a three-day drive, and they're going to be there, Gabby, for 2 weeks. God upped the ante, and he said, okay, this time it's not going to be 5 days. It's going to be 2 weeks. I'm going to have you ask people to give up themselves and their talent and to invest in this company that nobody's ever heard of for 2 weeks. And you have very little to offer them. We did have housing, which was fantastically God-given. So we had an empty apartment to put our guys, an empty apartment to put our girls. But I said, basically, guys, that's all we can offer. But I'm telling you, I believe in this production company. If you believe in Christian entertainment and you want to be a part of this, you are welcome to submit. And we had people from all over the country once again for a two-week project. And that, to me, is what gave me the courage for God to say, yes, Laura, break down the walls. And it's time to unite the people like the early church. And also to invest in people the concept that the early church abided in, which was the premise for Christian casting. And none of them had need, and none of them lacked, because they all shared what they had. And the early church, we are assured that the early church lacked nothing, because they came together as a community and they provided their services to one another, and they were all on the same team. And that is my vision for Christian casting, that we come together. And of course, God knows we all have bills, and God knows we need to eat, and God knows, you know, he knows those things. He does. But if we put our hearts in a position of service where he says, hey, I gave you this talent, now check it out. I'm going to give you an opportunity to minister in your talent to somebody else who needs you, but you need them as much as they need you. And to just crush the walls and bring us together. And eventually, I'm hoping it goes global. Europe is longing, and I know this firsthand. Europe is craving positive entertainment, and they need this as much as we do. And I spoke with John when he came over from Denmark, and he says, we need it. You know what we do here in Europe? We take all your films and we translate them. We don't have all this stuff, but we need
goodness.
It. And so, you know, he has sent me news articles from, you know, his time. He showed us a photo of a newspaper article. It was him and Emma L. Roberts. He was like, hey, check it out, American Christian actress. You know, and he's spreading the love in Denmark for the Order of Rights. And so it's just been neat to see that God is showing me this is a national need. This is an international need. And to be honest, I could not believe that nobody had yet secured ChristianCasting.com. You know, I found that somebody had secured it, but nobody was doing anything with it. It was just this GoDaddy sale page. And I prayed about it, and God told my spirit to rest and to just wait. And I thought, God, why? I mean, why? And about 7 months later, I felt the need to really pursue it again. And I found out that Carrie Lewis, who was the head of AMTC, actually owned the website. I had given everything to AMTC, and just they knew that anything within me that I could have done, I did. And in the moment that we found out that Carrie owned it, I said, oh, Carrie, let's talk. We've worked together for 7 years.
Yeah, that's confirmation from the Lord. That's
awesome. So tell me, Carrie, would you ever sell this website? I mean, I know that you're probably going to continue doing something with entertainment in your future, but I notice you're not doing anything with Christian casting. You own the site, but you haven't developed it yet. Would you consider either letting me develop it, or would you sell it to me? And she took some time to pray on it, and she said, Laura, I really believe that God wants me to gift you this website. And she said, I really believe that you could be the one to carry out this mission, and I would like to give it to you. And there are so many
God
stories
that
have happened.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. Well, you know what you're doing? You're really creating the true body of Christ, the Christian entertainment. And it's such a blessing, Laura May. And unfortunately, our time's up for today's program. That's such a beautiful way to end our program today. And I just can't thank you enough for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be here with us this morning. You're such a delight, and you're so full of wisdom and joy for the success of others. And we're all just looking forward to the launch of Christian Casting and to all the future talent yet to be discovered for the kingdom. Through your dedication and your love for the Lord and His great commission through television and film, I don't think there's a greater calling than that. Do you mind if I send you out with a blessing through prayer?
No, not at all. And if I could just add, if any folks want to be notified of the launch, I would love to have you go to christiancasting.com. All you have to do is enter your email, hit enter, and then you'll get all the details as soon as we launch. I would love to have you join us.
Well, amen to that, and please do so. This really is an amazing ministry as well as an industry for you if you're called to entertainment. I wish that I had something like this when I was an aspiring actress, and it really is a blessing for the times that we're living in. So, Father, I just thank you for your faithful servant and our dear friend, Laura May Poré. We're so grateful to have such a dedicated Christian professional represented through you in film and television. We ask that you watch over and protect her and her family as she continues her work through you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you are an aspiring talent for the Christian entertainment industry, do you want to receive the kingdom training you'll need to be successful in God's plan and purpose for the life He has trained and called you through, television and film? Look no further than Laura May Poré's Christian Casting. To receive the first an opportunity for this training and launch, go to www.christiancasting.com and sign in as I have. You will not want to miss out on this invaluable program. Are you a mom medium, or you just love to laugh? Check out Laura May Poré and Jessica Ramirez's hit iTunes radio program, Christian Comedy Chicks. Simply go to www.christiancomedychicks.com or follow on Facebook, on Twitter at CCC Chicks, or YouTube and iTunes, respectively. On social media, you can follow Laura May Poré on Facebook at facebook.com/Christian Casting Official, on Instagram at www.instagram.com/Christian Casting Official, and on Twitter at www.twitter.com/, Christian Casting, and that's spelled ChristianCasting with no I and no official. If you have any questions or comments for Laura May, please feel free to send an inbox message through her Facebook or Instagram social media Christian Casting pages. The Up to Me Magazine show will be back next Saturday morning with another fabulous guest to inspire and educate you on your own personal journey. So mark your calendars and meet me here at the Gabby G Cafe. And on behalf of Melty and myself and the entire cast of Up to Me Radio, this is Gabby G saying take five this week and be inspired to ask yourself about your own Up to Me moment. And now, a special shout-out to Blessed Love Gospel Reggae Band for creating our theme song, Wake Up. Listen now in its entirety, and if you like it, you can purchase the song for just 99 cents through cdbaby.com or simply purchase through our website at Up to Me Radio. Take us out, Mel D, with our fabulous theme song again, Wake Up by Blessed Love Gospel Reggae Band.
It's up to me to be the very best I can be, and it's up to you to do the same thing too.
Who just let no man hurt? Sing no.
Well, let's have this little conversation. We can sit down by the river and
can do this no longer. They have to say, wake up and live. Your life are full of purpose. You must see that you're worth it. Again, I say, wake up and live. From your sleepless slumber, you can do this no longer. They have to say, wake up and live. Your life are full of purpose. So work it 'cause you're worth it.
Yeah.